Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon,
Hello?
The wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack back to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, Bin Laden has been al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of Bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where Bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to Bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, Bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against al-Qaeda and its affiliates. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times sprayed, yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Real talk. We'll
the trap with some killers and some hood niggas. Where you at? Where's your trap? You ain't hood, nigga. Keep this shit 300, put that shit on my hood. Crips fucking with me, G's in the Vice. I'm saving the Miko, freestyle off the dome. President Barack, a fuck a flame and fuck it all. I'm the head of the motherfucking state, nigga. Bringing change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die for this shit no matter what they say. Secret Service, but I got my own earthquake. See, Oprah, that's my motherfucking nigga. We hang in the shower with them hit squad killers. Oprah fuck a flame, one hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending corners, my nigga. What's up, Prissy nigga? What's up, punk nigga? I got on that nigga, make your mama's mama get you. Hope you got your killers with you. Hope you got your niggas with you. Hope your goons riding with you. They gon' fucking miss you, nigga. Catch me in the hood, eating barbecue. When my father died, I said fuck school. I put a nice suit on and got some marijuana. 8 years later, George Bush, smuggler got him. I run the military, nigga, if you want that beef. I give a long ass speech and put your ass to sleep. Shorty talk is cheap, so watch what you say. I'm the president of the fucking USA.
Hello?
Nigga, I brought you change, nigga. What the fuck you thinking, nigga? I won't die for this shit no matter what they say. Broad yard, broad day with the SK. See, Michelle, that's my motherfucking nigga. We hang in D.C. with them CIA killers. Barack a fuck a flame, one hood ass nigga. Riding real slow, bending in corners, my nigga.
Real talk. Y'all know what it is. This is where they do to that radio, y'all, man. Get y'all mind right. Get y'all mind right. The number 347-934-0318.
Hey. 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 Hey.
Say shit. I don't really wanna have to hurt him, better wait a minute. I get that zone and stab in the lab and a man been a minute since I got that urge. You're pulling with a legend with a flip them words. I'm freaking all bad, better wait a minute.
Yeah.
What the fuck you gonna do? Anybody anywhere, they can get it. Niggas know my name in the city, they ain't fucking with me, really better move when I handle my business.
Yeah.
Make two quick calls, I can get that dope.
Yeah.
Split that dope.
Yeah.
Ducks in a row like tic tac toe.
Yeah.
SOS, click like glow. Sit so high like a bit plateau. They say you wrong now. That's why I'm knocking them all down. Fuck it, I might as well all now. Ain't nobody ever did it better, I went harder.
Yeah.
Feeling like I'm Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
With Derrick Rose, with the point, I prove my point, I beg your pardon. I'm the MVP, steadily begging me, flowing, controllably handle it.
Yeah.
No one can hold me, I take a break out of it easily, I can dismantle it.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm much harder can I get.
Yeah.
Smoking on Eminem cannabis.
Yeah.
Make rappers become a fan of it.
Yeah.
Been a big fuck up, you analyst.
Yeah.
Niggas that let me a scandalous, podium doesn't me just like a panelist.
Yeah.
So my new model, no mannequin, is a sit back and watch all of you panic and bring in that top and make all of you scandalous. You keep thinking that I ain't gonna handle it. Better believe that I reach a new level. I'm after the bosses and I'm on a credit list.
Yeah.
And I keep going competitive.
Yeah.
Why you keep saying repetitive?
Yeah.
Guess I need a new sedative.
Yeah.
It's leaving, I'm dropping the legend. Bitch, calling the doctor, I'm all on my dental shit. I'm comfortable where you would never get. I take on the rookie, the veteran, and anybody else in MO, cause you got me in
my mind. Watch me hustle, watch me hustle, watch me hustle, watch me hustle.
Network with everybody in my city and put KC on. But people are acting funny, making it seem like it's a competition.
Downtown music on the beat.
Real talk, you know what it is. This is your boy J-Dog coming to you live on Where They Do To That Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
Real man. Talk, you know how it goes down. And man, like I say, man, I'm feeling good. I'm black. I'm proud. And I feel real good. So real talk, yo, if you feeling just like I feel, you know what it is, man. Throw it up for all your homies. Throw it up for your city. Throw it up for where you from. Because it ain't where you from. It's where you at. And if you at Where They Do To That Radio, you at the right place at the right time, because this is how it goes down. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. Real talk, yo, you got the fans lining up coming in. Yo, we are on for 2 hours live, which we started at 10:30, a little bit late tonight. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is, because we got a lot of stuff popping off in the world, man. You know, we got a lot of stuff popping off, so we got to give everybody their fair shake, their fair time to grind, to shine. Real talk, the number 347-934-0318. I'm going to go to the call lines in just a second to see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, we got Cali checking in. We got New York checking in. Yo, we got Miami checking in. Real talk, that's how it's going down on Where They Do That At Radio. Yo, VW, if you out there, press one on the dial. Let me know what's up, what's happening with you, man. Yo, in the meantime, in between time, we're going to keep it real. We're going to keep it all the way real. On Where They Do That Radio, like I said before, man. Yo, it's a movement, man. And if y'all ain't figured out it's a movement, maybe you need to ask somebody. Real talk, I'm going to run this other joint. That was my man Legion for all y'all don't know. Real talk, maybe we're going to have my man Legion up on the air, letting everybody know what's up, what's happening, what's good. So if you're a Legion fan, you need to be calling us up. Let us know what's up, what's happening at 347-934-0318, because it's getting ready to go down. Holla at your boy. We got them Diamond Twins coming up next with Pop Them Bottles. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Pop them bottles, looking for a bad drink to follow. Liquor so strong, can't swallow. Move in the air. Shorty got a fatty, you can smack it, don't care. Yeah, whole squad on deck, pulling out money like we all got a check. Yeah, money. Just left the hood, flow was so good, bought it all out. TikTok scout and watch me fall out. So drunk I might fall out. Stag in my two step, swag, like, yo, let's go. Trying to get to know my set, HS, cause we fresh and we got the best. One sit, itch, get up, get him twisted. Wanna hit the crib, and me all in the dentist. Them dudes over there, cartoon, Simpsons, comedy, funny money, straight stress, they follow, cause my. Cranberry be the chaser. I go across the face like a razor. We make this thing look good like a taser. You know me, I'm all like OB. I'm around the floor, be wanting to know me. I'm VIP where the meat I be. My minority and my nights, never feel I be. Take a stallion if I get a two-seater. Promenade clubbing cause it ain't no more cheaters. Grind all week, spend it all on the freak. Bitch, you give a yeah, bitch, you more can't speak. Move how you want, smoke 2 or 3 blunts. Trying to go home with like 2 or 3 cunts. Get off in the crib, freaked off with the dame. Then we ain't D-Unit, but we pop them things. Cause we pop them bottles, hop, pop. My highest, so fly, I get frequent fire mileage. Who's popping bottles? I is. It's the new edition, you're the minus. And I'll be on your girl back till she's spineless. Yeah, this is mindless, nigga, don't mind this. Nah, we pop bottles like it's not Chris. Pop bottles, I'm apocalypse. And I be pop coming through, starting on the air like oxygen. You don't really want it with the hot. No, not again. Nah, cause we bad with a hot joint. Make a tick, dip it low like a gun. Whoa, yo, you know I didn't mean that. I want the lean back. I want the chick with the fatty and a weave wrap. And she got a man, so I'm OPP in that. Pop them bottles, pop, pop them bottles. 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 Pop them bottles, pop, pop them bottles.
Yo, real talk, down. Diamond Twins in the building. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That At Radio.
And you know.
Yo, let me get it right.
And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
You so if you know this, man, if you understand this, man, then you understand that, yo, it's all about these local artists. Real talk, they're definitely doing their thing. They definitely representing to the fullest on Where They Do That At Radio, like I said before, man. Yo, I got a lot of G's calling in, checking in, letting everybody know what's up and what's happening. Yo, I'm feeling good. Yo, I'm feel real good. Like I said, the reason why I feel good, if you want to ask me, if you want to know why I'm feeling good, because I'm black, I'm proud, I'm here. Damn it, I'm still here. You know, it's just no way to say it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to just sit back and relax and realize that on it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. And you got to treat every day as if it was a blessing, because it really is, man. On Where They Do That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. The number 347-934-0318. All you got to do is basically pass, you know what I'm saying? Just sit back and relax, enjoy the vibe. I got something for you, man. Real talk, it is what it is. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to go to request line to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where you're doing it at on Where They Do That At Radio. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening, man. Yo, caller number one, at the last four digits is 5393. You are definitely in the building, 10,000 in the queue, doing what it do. Yo, 22 million on Last FM. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That At Radio?
What's going on, man? It's your boy Legion.
Yo, we got Legion calling in, checking in. Where you calling from? Let the fans know what you're doing at, homeboy.
Kansas City, Missouri, the middle of the map.
Now, what's up? The middle of the map doing what they do, man. Real talk, man. Real smoking joint, man. That switch it up, that 2011 hustling flow, man. Real talk. Hey, man, what's good with Missouri? What's up with the state, man? What's good out there, man? Let me know what's happening.
Unsigned hype, man. It's diamond in the rough. I mean, it's like any other city. It got a lot of, you know, unrecognized talent, talented people here, from actors, writers, producers, songwriters, you know. But we just got a lot of bull that surrounds it, so a lot of people don't get their recognition they deserve.
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you know what I'm saying? That bullshit sometimes had a tendency to spill over all over, man. That's why we created Where They Do That Radio, to definitely give you guys a venue where you can be seen as well as heard. But, yo, the listeners are definitely feeling that joint, man. They feeling the joints, you know what I'm saying? So
appreciate it.
From an artist perspective, you know what I'm saying? Yo, how long you been in the game, you know what I'm saying? And tell us a little bit about this up-and-coming project, or the project that's in question right now that's being promoted here on Where They Do That Radio.
I've been writing for 10 years. I first started battling, so, you know, if anybody out there listen to the music, they like the music, they catch a little glimpse of punchlines in there, that's where that came from. And then as I grew, you know, got a little older, more mature, I decided to leave the punchlines alone and let them come as they may. The new project that I'm working on now, the title is up in the air. I'm trying to figure out what all songs I got going and what's going to get released before I decide to go with a final project name, but it'll be out here pretty soon. Look for more tracks to be released on Where They Do That Radio.
Hey, that what's up, man, because we definitely, man, we cannot wait, man. Real talk, the joint Switch It Up is definitely a hot joint, you know what I'm saying, among all the other stuff that you already sent in to it. So, man, we cannot wait.
Y'all can check out more exclusive tracks. You're going to hear it on the website first, www.teamlegion.info, and then you're going to hear it here first, and anywhere else, they're going to be lucky to have it.
That was up, man. I'm telling you, man, you definitely got them smoking. You definitely got them do what it do, man. Real talk, man. We definitely
appreciate
looking forward to more exclusive content, because, yo, real good music, man, sells itself, man. Good music speaks for itself. This is what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? We have artists like yourself that definitely out there cranking that thing up, doing what they do. This is what it's about, man. It's a movement, man. It's an entire movement. Oh, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? It's a huge movement. Great music speaks for itself, and as long as you guys keep doing what you do, man, Where They Do That Radio ain't going nowhere. This is what I'm finna do for the fans, man, so definitely have them call in, request a joint. I'm finna give them that Switch It Up, man. I'm finna give them that Switch It Up before I drop this joint on them. Tell us a little bit about this track, man.
Switch It Up, man, it's the club. It's anywhere from picking out your best outfit to going to the club to being fucked up at the club and kicking it. You know, it's a whole club experience. So when you listen to the song, it's meant for you to just smash, drink, smoke, and have fun, and just really, really get wrapped up in the song. As a lot of character, and, you know, when people get intoxicated, they more of their character come at them, so I just wanted to embody that whole feel by doing the song, and hopefully I was going to switch up the game by doing it, so that's why, you know, self-titled Switch It Up. It's a story, it ain't a song, you know.
That's right. Hey, so, yo, peep the game. I'm finna give it to you one more time on Where They Do That Radio. This is Legion. The track is called Switch It Up. Yo, Legion, don't go nowhere, because, man, we're going to bring you back to see what's up, see what's happening. Y'all know what it is. The number 347-934-0318. Legion, the track is called Switch It Up. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That Radio. Hey.
Shoes like, hold up. Team Legion shirt on, hat like, hold up. Party like, hold up. Oh yeah, my song is on. I got my drink here in my hand, what the fuck do y'all be on? I can do this all day long, park my car in front of y'all. I ain't here to leave with one, I'm gonna leave with all of y'all. She must think it's Mardi Gras, bees on the shirt, play keys of the work. I'm gonna jump this party, y'all put these on the verse if you need it to jerk. We be the perp, believe he be the one making everybody heat up the verse, it's karma. Oh, now you wanna rock, cause you see we do what we wanna. You should get out of your feelings when you get out of your Honda, and I promise I might give you what you wanna. This drink is my influence, without that I don't see nada. I'm out here with a pool of women acting like piranha. The message that I wanna should be clearer than this vodka. I might Nicki Minaj or make her heat up like a sauna. Wait, it's too hot, damn, look how you kill that song. You go hard, you miss just like that drink you sipping on. Who you came here with? Your friends don't wanna see that, so they rather kick you with them boys and kick it. I got my hat to match my jeans, I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink, I got my perk, and my whole team, we are berserk. I got my hat to match my jeans, I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink, I got my perk, and my whole team, we are berserk. And we get sloppy, dizzy type of drunk. See your friend like it, my friend. Tell her holla if she want it. We get sloppy, dizzy type of drunk. Have your friends up on my friend. We go switch this one. Add more than 6 shots. You buzz or what?
Imagine that.
Get your phone number.
Yeah.
I take you home.
Imagine that.
Her jack and dude fingin'.
Yeah.
He call her up.
Imagine that.
Who said I couldn't pull this?
Wait a minute. Why they do that?
Imagine that. They do it cause we do it. So we laughing and they laughing back. They drink it like we drink it. So we smash it and they smash it back. They smoke just like we smoking. So we pass it and they pass it back. This shit right here gon' kill my blood.
Stop the music.
Where the bathroom at?
Okay, now I'm back from that. Got liquor out my system. And I told her I am sober. So no longer play the victim. I just noticed that her sister was the one that I was digging, so I hook them in and reel them like the hook, we gonna switch them.
She don't mind.
She reclining in her sofa, catching feelings.
She so fly.
But her action proof, she bad just like a villain.
Me, I sigh.
Like I'm bored out of my mind, she cut me off like,
on your mind.
So I told her she get hype, I guess she like it, we gon' do it.
Do it,
do it. We gon' fight, that's what she like. We gon' wrestle, she gon' bite. The confession starts tonight. It's my swagger that she like. It's the way I wear my work. It's my city on my hat, and the way it fit my gear.
I got my hat to match my jeans. I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink, I got my perk, and my whole team, we are berserk. I got my hat to match my jeans. I got my jeans to match my shirt. I got my drink, I got my perk, and my whole team, we are berserk. And we get sloppy, dizzy type of jerk. See your friend like it, my friend. Tell her holla if she want it. We get sloppy, dizzy type of jerk. Hang your bridge up on my friend. We gon' switch it up.
Real talk, real talk. That's my man Legion. The track is called Switch It Up. Remember, you're hearing this live on Where They Do That at Radio, man. Get your mind right. That's how we doing it, man. That's how we doing it, homeboy. You know what it is. And for all y'all that don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Real talk is going down on Where They Do That at Radio, man. It's going
down.
And you
down. Know this. And you know
man.
This.
And you Yo, man. Real talk. We're finna go to request man. Line to see what's up, see what's happening, see where you are doing it at on Where They Do That at Radio. Real talk. We're finna see what's up, see what's happening. Let me see what we got checking in, man. Yo, caller number two. Caller number two. You're doing what you do, man. Real talk. 0087 to be exact. Yo. A little over 12,000 out there, you know what I'm saying? 22 million from Last FM. Who we got checking in on Where They Do That Radio?
Hey, what's up, brother
Jeff? What's up? What's up? What's
world,
up?
What's going
man?
On?
Hey, the world is locked in, man. What's good? What's good, H?
Not too much, man. Sitting here playing some of this, man. I'm not really getting to the game. Oh.
OK.
okay. I see. Sound like you made a mistake or something on that. What's good, man?
Yeah. A beautiful night, man.
I feel you, man. So what's good? We got Philadelphia checking in. H is holding it down, doing what he do, man. What's been on your mind, homie?
Man, I don't know right now, Jay. I feel like I've been breaking some laws.
You feel like you're breaking...
I don't think I should have been breaking these laws, man.
Okay, you're breaking the law. So, I mean, what law do you think you broke, man? If you'd like me to elaborate, you know? I'm going to tell you your location.
They call it a, I don't know. I guess it's a law. The Buddha, you know, but that's like... It comes from the earth, Jay.
That's right, man. It come from the earth, man. Real talk, y'all know the speech, man. It come from the earth. So why things that are so bad for us feel so good? I don't know, man.
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
So if he did, it can't be that bad, can it?
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, man. I'm right there with you, man. Real talk. I think, you know, I don't think he broke any law. I mean, you know, it might be for municipal purposes. You know what I'm saying? You might need it because you got, you know, you might need it, you know, because your nerves.
Back pain's going to low, Jay. Like, yeah. I'm being dead ass serious, too, when I say this. The back pain's helping the back pain. So, world, if you're looking at me, you're a fan of mine. You're like, man, you smoke Buddha. I don't want to be a fan anymore. Just understand that I got back pains. And if you wish the best for me, you're going to allow me to do what I do. I'm sorry.
That
I love you.
Hey, real talk. Hey, you know what it is. Yo, H needs his medicine, man. So, yo, y'all know what it is, man. It has municipal purposes, man. It is what it is. You just so happen to set it on fire and some stuff. That's just the simplicity of it. I mean, it ain't nothing wrong with it. I mean, I feel you, homie, man. It's like this here. I think if more people smoke weed, we'll have less stress in the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that, man. I got some folks right now, man, that are stressing shit that they don't need to be stressing about, you know, because it's here. It's already here, you know. A lot of my people are going to be able to relate to what I'm finna say, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got bills. We all got bills. You know, how many times, you know, I'm going to tell you the difference between what we do and what most people do. All right, you know, when your money, you got more money, you got more money than you got money. Some people just spaz the fuck out, you know. They just like, damn. What am I finna do, you know? They just finna just get go fucking crazy, you know what I'm saying? And just finna stand on the, you know, they finna go postal, you know what I'm saying? And these other folks is like, you know, it's something in that weed called fuck it. You know, you smoke it and you're like, fuck that shit, man. Fuck the bills, fuck all that. That shit was here before I got up this morning. That shit gonna be here when I lay my ass down. So I'm just gonna do my part and he gonna deal with it. But you know, we deal with stress. You know, I think what they should label weed as a stress reliever. It is the ultimate stress reliever. Because when you smoke enough weed, man, you know, your problem ain't really all that bad, man. You know, it's like, damn, you know, it is what it is.
You're over here cheesing hard as hell, man.
I'm from for real. You know, it's real, though, man. Come on, my people know what's up, man. Weed ain't hurt nobody. And if more people smoke weed, we would have less stress in the world today. Real talk. They say aspirin relieve a headache. You take 16 of them motherfuckers, that'd be the last headache you have. Peak game now. Come on, man.
Hey, Jay, what's up with some climbing the ladder or they want to test me?
Yo, they ready to text you, man?
No, they want to test me.
Oh, they want to dude, I'm glad you reminded me about that. I'm glad you reminded me about that. Yo, I got something special for that. Matter of fact, I can't kill him right now. I can't kill him. It's too early in the night. I can't kill him right now, but I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him for the night is done. I'm going to give that to him. Yo, real talk, I got to do that. You know what? I actually went back and listened to that joint earlier today, man, and I was like, yo, that's some shit. That's some shit. You know what I'm saying? It kind of, actually, when I was listening to the song, I was kind of having, you know, sometimes we have our moments. You know, you ever had a day, man, when sometimes you be saying to yourself, what the fuck? What the fuck is this person's problem? You know, what the fuck is your problem? It's like sometimes you get so wrapped up in the other people's shit that you lose yourself. You ever been like that? You ever got so wrapped up in the other people's shit that you lose yourself for just a minute?
You want to know something crazy?
What's that?
I think I don't focus on anybody else, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
A couple, a
little bit ago, I used to do stuff like that, you know, like, I'd probably say, what the hell is going on with this person? But nowadays, I just kind of stick to myself, man. I'm so focused on in a specific position that I don't really care what people do.
That's real talk. You got to be that way, you know, because it help you keep your sanity, man. You know, it just so happened when I was listening to that joint, man, I was like, yo, this is what's up. This is definitely what's up. So, yo, homie, I am going to put that shit on. You ain't got to worry about that because, yo, it was like, it was kind of not ironic. It was just so happened that I was going through the track list and I was listening to that and, you know, I was having a conversation with a particular person and that shit came up. So I was like, damn, you know. But, yo, it real talk, man. I'm just gonna let folks know, man. Yo, you ought to take life serious. Now, don't get me wrong. We make a lot of fun and jokes here on Where They Do It Radio, but you know, life is serious. You got to take it just as that. But yo, real talk, you also got to live life as if it was. You got to live the day as if it was your last, because tomorrow ain't promised to you. And if you spend your whole day stressing over bullshit, yeah, you wasting your time. You wasting your day. Wasting your energy, man. You got to do something positive with your life, man. Do what you got to do to try to help the next person. And you know what I'm saying? And if you've done the best you can and you still got the haters that's still doing what they do, they still talking about you, they still trying to throw you under the bus, they still trying to do what they do because the haters are always on their job, then all you got to keep in mind is this one subtle phrase. This one subtle phrase that'll take you a long way. This is the phrase.
Well, you can kiss my natural black ass.
Yo, you just keep that phrase in your mind, you know what I'm saying? So that way all the bullshit just rolls right on off, man. Because everybody ain't built for this shit, man. What I'm trying to say, H, is everybody ain't built for this shit, man. They ain't built for it.
Hey, that's true. So everybody knows WM. I'm going to tell you like this. I keep myself in a specific spot. You know, this way I don't worry about everybody else. So, you know, if you find your own little spot and you just stick to it, everybody in this world will be so happy you see more smiling faces when you go out and stuff like that.
That's real. You will, man. You will. It is what it is. But, yo, I'm definitely feeling it. I'm feeling it, homie. And I know the fans are feeling it, too. So this is what I'm going to do. Since you said you thought you was breaking some laws, I just had to clear it up. You're not breaking no law, homie. You're not breaking no law. You're doing what you're supposed to do. Damn it, if you ain't doing it, it should be a law against if you ain't doing it.
And I'm catching contact.
Okay, real talk. He catching contact. He got back problems. Y'all got to overlook him. My man needs medicine. Real talk. My friend Mary's what I'm going to drop in here right now just to get everybody get their mind right. I'm going to drop that other joint on you as well. Yo, the night is just begun. The weekend is officially upon us, man. This is Where They Do That Radio, man. This is my
Wait,
man, H. Hey, today Thursday, man. But it's officially
alive. Get out of here.
It's Thursday, man. Thursday. Thursday. May 4th, man.
Man, it's
hey,
Wednesday, May 4th. Stop playing, Jay.
Yo. Oh, for real, yo.
No,
yo,
man.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. I'm fucking with you. You're right. It's Wednesday.
No. Stop playing, man.
I had that nigga looking at his weed like, God damn. I thought this. Fuck. What happened? Yo, real talk. You know what I'm talking about, man. Real talk. Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm fucking with you. Real talk, this, you know what it is. I'm messing with you. Oh, wait, that's how good I feel, man. It's like, fuck it, man. It is what it is. It's another day. It's another motherfucking day. Y'all know what it is. It's all about having fun. It's all about, man, yo, speaking your mind. Let it all go, man. Real talk, life is bigger than the bullshit. Remember that, man. Life is bigger than the bullshit. It's about the right now. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, like my man H say, man, yo, focus on you, and the rest will fall into play, man. It's your perspective on life that determines whether you're having a good day or not. It's how you feel about the bullshit.
That's
you know,
true.
That's the truth. It's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? So anytime you hear folks coming up at you with some old dumb shit, some old bullshit, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? You just go ahead and call your friend Mary up, and she'll make it right. That's right. She going to whisper in your ear them subtle nothings that's going to make it all better. You know what it is. Yo, real talk. Let me drop this joint. My friend Mary, I'm going to come out the line. Yo, H, you crazy as hell, man. Real talk. Where They Do That Radio, it is what it is. Y'all know my number. 347-934-0318 on Where They Do That Radio.
Five to every code. 717, what up?
Seven.
Okay.
One.
About to tell y'all about my ride or die chick. Listen. Look. I know this chick named Mary. She keep my mind twisted. Because of Mary, I'm flossing on some pimp shit. She has me wide alert and full of interest. She hugs my bank account and brings good burn wide any distance. Comes by frequently and helps me to invest. I let my homies hit, but she's all mine. As thick as in the cipher, while the spinners all rhyme. It's like she's made from a recipe. Who made Mary's recipe? It's like God made Mary just for me. I can't believe I met her, or that was still a desert. But me and Mary will remain friends forever. My friend Mary, Mary can get you blocked up, Mary can get you washed, Mary can get you locked up. My friend Mary, Mary can have you bumming, Mary can have you wanting, Mary can have you stunting. My friend Mary, Mary can get you blocked up, Mary can get you washed, Mary can get you locked up. My friend Mary, Mary can have you bumming, Mary can have you wanting, Mary can have you stunting. Hey look, Mary's so fine, but let's talk about her sister. Red hair, purple dress, brown coat, I kissed her. The looks of a dime, who wouldn't want to find her? As good as she is, who wouldn't want to try her? Out of all the sisters, one sister kept me stable. Her red-haired sister named Hazel. Mad as it's cold, she was sitting on the table. Butterflies, the same feeling she gave her. Yes, I felt it in my chest. Smelt the exotic scent stemming from a purple dress. I get the same feeling every time, nothing less. A brown coat covered every crevice. It had to be just between us sessions. So whenever we leave, my homies get the message. I'm about to go hit that all along with that. My sister's online if you want me, just ask me. I can tell you how to get that. My friend Mary, Mary can get you blocked up, Mary can get you washed, Mary can get you locked up. My friend Mary, Mary can have you bumming, Mary can have you wanting, Mary can have you stunting. My friend Mary, Mary can get you blocked up, Mary can get you washed, Mary can get you locked up. My friend Mary, Mary can have you bumming, Mary can have you wanting, Mary can have you stunting. Look, Mary got a big ass family. She has sisters, Emmy, and everywhere you plan to be. Mary grew up fast. Mary has a cousin, an evil motherfucker called Hash. He can make you mad, he can make you crack a smile, he can make you laugh. But a brother named Dro, he can make you spaz. Dro got a kick that his cousin doesn't have. It's always getting back, but when he's out, find him with the homies, got him wilding out and making them laugh. When the ladies come around, they want to break him in half. They can't take him in full, they want to take him in half. They love Kush because of Mr. Making the swag. These are my homies, so I roll with them frequently. Mary by the song changes the scene, and if you didn't know by the way, Mary can get you blocked up, Mary can get you washed, Mary can get you locked up. My friend Mary, Mary can have you bumming, Mary can have you wanting, Mary can have you stunting. My friend Mary, Mary can get you blocked up, Mary can get you washed, Mary can get you locked up. My friend Mary, Mary can have you bumming, Mary can have you wanting, Mary can have you stunting.
Yeah, you know, man, that's crazy,
I'm
man.
At the haters.
Low spirit class, smartest chick I ever had, you know what I mean?
My friend Mary, Mary can get you blocked up, Mary can get you washed, Mary can get you locked up. My friend Mary, Mary can have you bumming, Mary can have you wanting, Mary can have you fighting.
Dog, 215. Get your mind right, man. Y'all know what it is.
You are listening to an SBV Entertainment production.
Marv Marv.
Get up.
That cookie green,
love is cool.
That Cali weed,
Hawaiian bud,
that bubble kush,
no tea.
It's so mean,
it's broken pork,
that purple haze,
that sticky green,
well, if you made,
you smoking green,
that uptick,
you know what I mean?
Well, if you sip, that sticky green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean, that purple haze, well, if you made, that uptick, well, if you sip, that sticky green, that Cali weed,
that, Cali
that bubble kush,
it's so mean,
it's so mean.
I'm Mary Jane. She do her thing. She make my head spin like a fucking hurricane. She fucks with my brain, make a nigga insane. Whole shapes and sizes, so I call her by her name. Is that that kush, that piss, that shit you never sniff? I'm ballin' like Swiss while I take another hit.
Hey.
Mary Jane, Mary Jane, you so fine. Mary Jane, Mary Jane, ooh, baby, I'm so addicted. The flow is so efficient. I keep fucking with your butcher boy, might get evicted. Giving you up, Mary, that's not likely. Even though I can never say you like Spidey, but fuck him, I could treat you better than. But if I get pulled, eat you up at a men's. Mary Jane, look, you fuck with my money, so my favorite holiday gotta be 420.
That sticky green,
yeah.
That Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze, well, if you made that up this, well, if you sip,
we call it me.
That sticky green,
we call it sweet.
That Cali weed,
Hawaiian bud,
that bubble kush,
no sea.
It's so mean.
We smoking pills,
that purple haze,
that creepy weed,
well, if you made that up this,
nah, man.
Well, if you sip, that sticky green, that Cali weed, that bubble kush, it's so mean. That purple haze, well, if you made that up this, well, if you sip.
One, two, black, maybe even three. Here we fill it on up with a little sticky green. One, two, black, maybe even three. Here we roll it on up with a little sticky green. One, two, black, maybe even three. Here we fill it on up with a little sticky green. One, two, black, maybe even three. Here we roll it on up with a little sticky green.
Real talk, man. That's for all my weed smokers. If y'all need y'all medicine, go on and get your mind right. Y'all know what it is. Real talk. Real talk.
J-Dog, what it is, homie? See Fred checking in. Where they do that radio live, man. Big racks, you know what it is, man. Y'all vote that thing, man. See Fred Future non-star at the stand up. S-C-E, yo.
Real talk.
Hey, nigga, I'm really getting in more than guap out here, shawty. Yeah, nigga.
Corporate ENT.
Get it in, shawty. Get it in, nigga. None of thought, nigga, see fresh. Yo. Hey, King here, A-S-C, I see you, boy.
Yo.
Yo. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the city, nigga, I salute you.
Yo, 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 I be getting money. That's just all a nigga know. Traffic, get on plenty. That's just all a nigga know. Hey, my trap funky. That's just all a nigga know. Your trap ain't doing nothing. I heard it moving mighty slow, but me, I'm getting big rat. Yo, big walk, yo, big bang roll.
Trap
hop on Acrobat, we'll keep them things flipping. We found them bitches, money making is the mission. Trap nigga, boy, we working on commission. I'm self-employed, boy, I got my own business.
I be getting money, that's just all a nigga knows. Traffic count hundreds, that's just all a nigga knows. Hey, my trap bunking, that's just all a nigga know. Your trap ain't doing nothing. I heard it moving mighty slow, but me, I'm getting big racks, yeah. Big rock, yeah. Big bank roll, nigga. Big nights, me, I'm getting big racks, yeah. Big rock, yeah.
Real
bank roll, nigga. Big nights.
That's my man, C Fresh. You know what it is. Holler at your boy.
Oh, hell no. I know you didn't just touch my goddamn radio. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy. You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man.
Real talk. You know what it is. On where they do to that radio is all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Man, I'm sitting in the booth. Man, they done let me run the booth. I got my cognac over here. I got my cigarettes popping off. You know what I'm saying? Yo, maybe I need to stop smoking cigarettes. You know, I'm kind of thinking about that just now. You know, they say they will kill you. You know, it says here on the box, see if I can find the message here. It says, Kools provide a smooth, rich taste by blending tobacco with premium menthol. Since 1933, our blends have been enjoyed by smokers who seek true menthol experience. Wow. And then right here on the side, it says, Surgeon General warnings, quitting smoking now greatly reduces serious risk to your health. Well, that's just something to think about. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? What's more, you know what I'm saying? This right here is legal. I can buy this out of the store, but they tell you that I can't smoke weed because I got to have, quote-unquote, a prescription for that. All I'm saying is, real talk, what's more dang, menthol or marijuana? I don't know. Well, I do know. I'll say the menthol. You know, I know more people that, you know, have more complications from smoking cigarettes that are legal than marijuana that's not legal. Just think about that for a second. Anyway, on where they do that radio, I'm finna go to request line to see what's up, see what's happening, seeing where they doing it at. On where they do that radio, yo, BWI out there, press one on the dial, shawty. Press one on the dial. Let me see what's up, what's happening. Seeing what's good with you. In the meantime, in between time, we're gonna keep it real, keep it all the way real. Yo, 0352, you're definitely in the queue. We have 13,194 to be exact. 22 million in the queue on Last FM. Who we got checking in on where they do that at radio?
And this your boy, CO the Vet.
CO?
Mr. I Do This.
Well, oh, Mr. I Do This. Yo, real talk, explain that last phrase, my man. Explain that. Yo, I want to hear more about I Do This, man. Yo, you finna make my day right here. I already know, man. Talk to him.
Okay, the Mr. I Do This, basically just letting you know, whatever that it is I put my mind to, I can do it. I do this. Nothing is too impossible for me.
Real
I
talk.
Do this.
All right. Hey, that's real shit. Hey, I love to hear that. A man that's determined will go a long way. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, you definitely bigger than any bullshit that's around you, anything that's standing in the way, anything that's trying to hold you back from greatness. Real talk. I'm going to share something with you, my friend. When you're on the verge of greatness, that's when that bullshit come at you hardest. That's when motherfuckers start standing in your way, start doing all kind of stupid shit, start saying a whole bunch of shit. When you on the verge of greatness, yo, keyword, verge of greatness. When you're on the verge of greatness, that's when, yo, this is your most defining moment. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I respect that. Real talk, I missed. Hey, yo, say, what's the phrase again? I don't want to fuck it up. Tell me what you're saying again. Mr. I Do This.
Mr. I Do This.
Mr. I Do This, because nigga, I do this. I got to use that shit. Real talk. Yo, man, what's been good, CO, man? It's been a long time. I ain't heard from you for a minute, man. What's been good with you, man?
Oh, yeah. I still got you on that. I'm going to try to do that for you. I'm going to say tomorrow.
All right. Hey, you know what
Nick,
it is.
Yo, man. Hey, Nick, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple more tracks. Really, the Lyrical Bomb Threat mixtape really been done. But since I haven't got the covers yet, the back cover and the front cover, pressed off yet. I'm going to add four or five more songs to it.
I feel you.
And that's going to be before next week is finished. I will have the rest of that mixtape to you.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan, man, because we definitely want to get it in here, man. Real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. And like you just said, man, hey, don't let bullshit stand in the way, man. You know what you got to do. It's definitely going down. We definitely want you to definitely be in the building, definitely doing what you do. Yo, V-Dub. Is V-Dub out there?
What's up, J-Dog? Hey, listeners. What's up?
Yo, real talk. Hello. Hey, man, we holding it down. I got CO the vet on the line, you know what I'm saying? We got the troops calling
what's
in,
up,
checking
CO?
In.
What's up with you?
Just doing it up. Sitting up here. Actually, I'm dressing my bed. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
In the sheets and the bed ruffle, and it's just like a workout.
Okay, yo, she up, man.
That's all it is.
Hey, that's all it is. Real talk,
yeah,
you know?
So.
It's all
yeah, the Braves. Spank the Milwaukee Brewers.
Ooh. Whoa.
Spank them.
They spanked them. Well, you know what I'm saying? Braves go I'm going to represent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I am a band. I'm going to say it. Yeah, I am an official bandwagon. You know, I ride on the Braves jock.
Yeah, I jump on the Braves, too. I like the Braves.
You know what I'm saying? I jump on them from time to time when they doing well. You know what I'm saying? When they ain't doing well, then I'm like, ah, damn. But,
yeah.
I'm going to keep it all the way 100, man. You know, I'm kind of funny like that, man. You know, it's like.
I don't like them to lose either. I mean, come on, it's baseball. Hit the ball.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? It's American.
Hard. Make that ball go over every time. Like, what's the problem? I know y'all hitting balls that's going 103,000 miles per hour. You can hit that mug.
And no, you can do it. Come on, it ain't
that
bad. You can do it. I mean, all that money y'all being paid, man, look, that ball should be going over the fence every time.
You can do it.
Man, real talk. Yo, real talk, shout out to them Braves for doing that thing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to shape up. You know what I'm saying? I'm real interested to see what the whole Atlanta squad going to do. You know what I'm saying? Basketball team is in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Braves looking, you know, pretty good this year. You know, I'm trying to see it. I really hope the Falcons really, you know.
I know. They're the only ones I'm worried about. Because I know the Ravens, they ain't playing.
Goddamn Ravens ain't playing. Shit, might need a Ravens. I had to recruit some of the Ravens to play for the Falcons. I'm just saying. You know, for all y'all don't know, man, the Atlanta Ravens, 2 weeks ago, they played Clarksville Fox. I don't know if this was some fucking record, but they beat them girls 69-0. Football now. Hey. Hell yeah. I said that, I'm like, God damn, this fucking football. How the hell you get 69 points in fucking football? It's like pinball. That's basketball score. Hell, that's a 45 points. Aren't you supposed to call the game?
But I'm man, the Ravens mean, man. For real.
And them girls is not bullshitting. So y'all better get your
mind
right.
If you're going to step inside, let me warn you. This is a public service announcement from J-Dog and V-Dub. If you're going to step into Terrell Stadium to play against the Ravens, trust me, you need to have your own doctor, your personal doctor on the line. Go ahead. They need to have the ambulances out there next time.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and
have a moment of silence waiting for the ambulance.
I'm finna say, I wasn't gonna go there, but I go there for a second. You know, it's like
I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm just saying, yo.
They be hurting people. The Ravens not playing.
Yo, for y'all don't understand what V-Dub is saying, man. They beat them girls so bad, they had to stop the game. I mean, like, they blew the whistle. The girls took the helmets off. They was like, yo, motherfucker, I give. It's just done. It's like, because motherfuckers were leaving in ambulances and shit, man. These girls are not bullshit. Fuck around and go out there.
See, I'm telling you, it's real.
That's real. All I'm saying is I know a lot of dudes say, oh, well, you know, women's football, yeah, right. Nigga, you go strap up, carry your ass out there to that goddamn field. I promise.
See, won't they knock your ass down?
See what the business is. I ain't going to say no more. All I'm saying is you take it as a game if you want to. Kill your ass out, they have stepping. Because I seen them girls, well, look, I forgot the number. Was it 45? Number 45 hit somebody so hard, that girl ain't know where she was at. That girl, when she hit her, it was like a Mack truck. I mean, they ain't bullshit now.
Y'all know on the cartoons when, like, one of the, like, Tom get kicked out of the house by the big black lady with the paddles, and she kicked him so far, and he goes flying across? That's how they be doing them girls. They be knocking them so, they just go flying, just like, pow!
Like, good grief,
it's
man.
It's crazy.
It's real. But, yo, that's entertainment, man. Real talk.
And they going to score and do the Dirty Bird in
the end. They ain't going to bullshit with you. Y'all fuck around if you want them, man.
They're playing like the dudes, huh?
Damn.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the point.
That's the point. They is not bullshit. So you think it's a game. Check. You know, you want to see some entertainment, watch them Atlanta Ravens play football. That's all I'm going to say. I don't give a damn who they playing. Yo, the next team that's playing. Yo, it doesn't fucking matter, man. They is not taking no fucking prisoners. And all I'm saying is 69-0. I was saying the same thing, CEO. Like, God damn. How you get 69 points
that's
in a football game? Damn, 69-0? I mean, after a while, I remember being in the band, man. You know, after a while, you know, the score gets so bad. You ever been in a game that the score was so bad that the people on the home side of the stadium, the team that's winning, it's so bad, they go into the other side giving them making condolences. Like, damn, man, we ain't mean beat you that bad. I mean, it's going to be a long motherfucking bus ride home. You know what I'm saying? People's emotions all. I've been they done that, man. I remember one time I went to a game, a motherfucker got beat so bad, they left at the third quarter. Third quarter, motherfucker, the band got back on the bus. That's how bad it was. It was no band at fourth quarter. They're like, fuck that. What the fuck we playing for? What the fuck we out here for, man? Fuck that. Let's go. I'm ready to eat. Shit. I'm just saying. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, if you're a true sports fan, definitely check out them Atlanta Ravens. Yes, it is women's full contact football. We ain't talking about no lingerie bullshit. We talking about kapow, kapow.
Real team.
Care your ass to a game. You want to see some motherfuckers get stretched out and go up, you know, leave up out of there on a girl.
Non-stop entertainment. I mean, it's worth every dollar, man. I'm telling you, like, non-stop. You will not. It's never a dull moment.
never a dull moment. I'm just saying that
number
the shit. Nothing but action. Now you got to check them out, man. Real talk. They going hard in the paint. Real talk, man.
Yeah,
matter of fact. They doing their thing. Real talk. Matter of fact, since I got my man CEO up on this thing, I'm going to get this to him. This going out to them ladies out there, the Atlanta Ravens. Y'all know what it is. Yo, congratulations on the last victory. Yo, we looking for you to bring another one home. This track is called Grown and Sexy. Yo, this is for my man CEO, the vet. Real talk. Y'all know the numbers. 347-934-0318. Remember, you're locked in live to where you do that at radio. Holla at your boy.
The third.
Cause you was wanting a real nigga. Gotta get to know you till then I can chill with you. I ain't trying to rush to have kids and live with you. I'm trying to get my life right, I'm just keeping it real with you. You don't want a nigga that's gonna play you and hurt you. You good enough for me to save you up like dessert food. When you dozing off, I'll be there to alert you. You keep me locked down inside you like a curfew. You was the first to correct my mistakes. You was on my side when I was down the other nigga's face. So how you really feel? What you really think? Speak your mind, she need a drink. Let's conversate and get to know each other hard. And I knew I should've approached you that way from the start. It was the way that you carried yourself that had me open. Your body looked good like Kush, your body smoking. I'm in the zone and focused. Am I throwing you hoping that you can get attached to my mind like a locust? Baby, I'm joking. My words you believe in. You walk good in them heels, that's fine, something even. You gave me a reason for me to throw cheeses. But keep it on the hunt cause you saw Victoria's Secret. Get up out the hood, no, lead the violence. So me and you can chill, you know, get our timing. Been waiting too long to complete this assignment. And I know that's a beautiful angel that God sent. You ever roll first class like that's private? I stay on your mind like I'm your conscience. So baby, what's happening? You pick your choice. I know I can hold you tight and make you feel moist. Wanna pull up in the Benz of that Rolls Royce. It don't matter in the end, I'ma conceal your heart.
Where they do that radio, man. get your mind right. Get it right. Don't get it right. See that weed, do that to you from time to time.
And that's a round of applause.
National round of applause.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to shout out Taylor Gang. And shout out my car keys. Big business, bitch.
I'm just chillin', lookin', sippin',
oh, yeah.
Smokin' like a G-shirt.
Yes, sir.
All
my nigga Shabbat. What's that? Once again, I'd like to thank the Taylor Gang.
Bring a friend.
And if you hate him,
roll another doobie. Only papers, baby, fill it with that doobie. Let a G roll the OG, then roll one for OG. Yeah, that's the homie. Zigzags, baby, no leaf. Acting like you know the whistle, man, that's my homie. If that's gin, nigga, pull me. Sip it slow, she go down slow like a slow leak. Cop the car from a dealer, pulled off, thumbs up to the homie Mac Miller. Yeah, King Kong, young gorilla. My cup overflow with, I'm a ram filler. All day, Mr. Count It Up. I lost count, I don't never think it's enough. I get it, honey, after honey. So everything you did with that money, I done done it.
I'm just coming, looking, smoking like a G-shirt. On my fly.
Playing, she a freak. It ain't about money, it ain't my language. Don't know my name in memory of Rick James, bitch. Ha. You know that I'm a tailor, though. So to the cops, cartoon George, which way'd he go? Shit, nigga, I done blew 80 O's, then 80 O's, then 80 more. In my lifetime, no Jay-Z, just OZs, roll something, smoke weed, drink liquor, double cups, no lean in it. Fuck is up. I tell her, bitch, I be airborne. Then in a minute, in my lap, where her hair gone. She keep it G. She love a nigga. I tell her, chill. I'm fucking with you.
I'm just chillin', lookin', sippin', smokin' like a G-shirt. On my fly.
Just part the time machine. Bitch, you can write a movie off the shit I done seen. Rolling them Khalifa papers up with all kinds of green. Smoking while I'm rapping, nigga, don't get no time between. Yeah, I came up in the game, it took time. You see, I show you how to get your money up and get high as me. Spoke to my dad the other day, said he proud of me. My girl said she found 30 racks when she found my jeans. I told her, blow it. Like her nose was running. What you hating me for, fam? Get some hoes or something. Niggas know me for switching the whole piece. Fuck around and I might toss you a O or something. I'ma let you hold it and you owe us nothing. It's the shit that I be smoking, so be careful how you roll it when you puffin'. Got a projector in the crib like Lino. Niggas ain't gotta talk about it, we know.
I'm just
Taylor Gang, we all heroes.
Like a G-shirt.
Motherfucker.
Talk. That's how it goes down, man. Real talk. This is where they do to that radio.
It's all fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? another gift? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kick, getting the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes. Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
Homie, this is my life.
Yeah.
This is Stardust. Homie, this is my life. Spencer Bridge. I don't care what the fuck you suckers say behind my back.
Behind my back.
Yeah. And I don't care what you think about my music or about my rap. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't give a fuck what you say about me. Look, it's true. Don't care what you wanna do. They ain't even know who the fuck are you. So I don't care what all your faggots say. So do it again. This is what I gotta do. So I don't care if you a hater. So keep doing what you wanna do. Homie, this is my life. And I can save my life in this bitch. Homie, this is my life. So run your mouth, you goddamn shit.
Burn you again, and I don't care what you're talking, be on my back.
keep doing my thing. Why? So let me be me and the legend be you. Even your fuck with me, I keep living the truth. Now from you, I can hate it or love it. Boy, I can change my attitude. Boy, I so hate it or love it. Yeah. I let them talk, let them say whatever they feel like to say.
Talk, you know what it is. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these little artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And yo, I'm really feeling that, John. What you think about that, V-Dub? Calling V-Dub.
That was a nice song. I like it.
Hey, it has a theme to it, you know what I'm saying? Say they don't give a fuck about what people say, what they do. They can keep talking, man. Real talk. Anything that they don't put down them haters.
Hey, I love that. That's the moral of most of our artist story. They're like, man, who cares, you know?
Because
it really don't matter.
Really don't matter. They just hating because they ain't you. Ain't that some
pretty much.
Motherfuckers hating because they ain't you. Where they do that at? God damn. I mean, like, man, motherfuckers. Smoke some weed. Yo, where H is at, man? Yo, hit me up, H. Real talk. Hey, yo, they need to just relax, relate, and release. I'm for real, man. Yo, it's too much stress in the world, man. It's too much stress. If everybody just smokes some weed, it'll be a better place. Somebody need to make a song. You remember that song you used to have back in the day? I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Somebody need to make a rap about that shit, about all they need to do is smoke some weed. Real talk. I'm for real. I'm really thinking. I'm finna, matter of fact, I'm writing a letter tonight to my local congressman. They need to go and make that shit legal, man. I'm sorry. I know. There's too many people around me, you know what I'm saying, that I deal with that just too fucking stressed.
Yeah.
Stressed, huh? You know what I'm saying? We all stressed, but you know what? It's a difference in how we handle stress. Some people just, you know what I'm saying, they do what they do. Other folks, you know what I'm saying, they go postal and stand in, you know, in the supermarket with an AK.
Fools that go shoot up the stock marketplace like they ain't been trading the whole dang time running the risk.
I'm like, God damn it, man. You
day trading. Remember they used to have day traders? Remember that industry?
I remember. You know what? I'm kind of embarrassed to say.
You used to be a day trader?
I kind of, in my
day
younger.
Jay Dog is a day trader. Can y'all imagine that?
And I'm going to tell you, it didn't last that long either, man. It was like, all right, y'all want me to do what now? It's like, oh, you know, all you got to do is, you know, do this, that, and the other. I'm like, okay. Then it was like, after that, it became something totally different. I was like, no, I don't think this is for me, man. I really don't think this is for me. But, you know, it's too much stress in the world. My point is, you know what I'm saying, yo, just smoke you some weed. If you smoke you some weed, it'll be all right. Now, you know, we do make you notice some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
do.
It make you notice some shit that you ain't really probably paying attention to. You know, like this is my point. And, you know, exactly right. Sometimes make you notice shit that you ain't supposed to notice. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You got to be careful with weed. Weed make you notice shit you ain't supposed to notice. Like, I don't even give a fuck about politics no more because I done figured it out. All of the government is pimps. They all pimps because pimps say shit to you and then don't explain it. That's how our government do it. A pimp will have a woman in the car and be like, get out there and suck some dick. We're going to take over all of Stone Mountain. She don't ask no questions. She just, I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to do my motherfucking part. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. That's how the fuck our government treat us. Just tell us shit don't make no sense. What the fuck are we still doing in Iraq? Can somebody tell me? Ain't we killed everybody? That's why I love America. We some goddamn bullies. We don't give a shit. We be on CNN like, say our name, bitch. Say it. Say it three times to see if we don't come over there and kill everybody. You don't believe we gangsters? Tell me what the Iraqi uniform look like. Don't worry, I'll wait. Because you ain't never seen that motherfucker. We ain't killing their army, nigga. We killing them. We over there killing niggas in sweatpants, tank tops, flip-flops, and a cowboy hat. You shouldn't have been talking shit. Our government pimps. They get on the news. They act like we ain't even over there killing real people. They don't never get on the news and say today we killed 4 men, 3 women, and 2 children. They use a word niggas can't readily identify.
Anyway, man. I'm gonna be tricky.
Readily identify. That's the part I love.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. Real talk.
Man, they say
we,
Cat broke.
Man, you know what? I don't think Cat broke. I think Cat just got some issues, you know, with folks owe money. You know, what the most gangster thing Cat Williams did when he sucked that Rottweiler on that nigga, man. That's like, that's some real gangster shit. Where they do that when you just bust in a nigga crib and sit the Rottweiler on him? You know what I'm saying?
Sound like
shit. That's no shit. Remember that thing when he brought it for, you know, see money with my man, we all we got before he broke out of that shit. That was the lamest shit in that movie, man. That nigga, man,
he was so lame for that.
That nigga, man, yo, for all my New Jack City fans out there, y'all know the scene where that nigga just done fucked up all the money, done got the nigga shit busted and everything. Then the nigga gonna have their dash to my we all we got. He they smoking crack and everything. Man, I was like, fuck that shit. But yo, he sick that dog on that nigga, man. All I'm saying is, I think Cat, I don't think he broke. I just think he got issue with people that owe him money.
You one thing, whoever owed Cat and didn't pay him, or whoever messed up with Cat, they really, really, really made a big mistake, in my opinion, as a fan. That dude is hilarious.
Man,
everywhere I go, somebody got a Cat Williams DVD, it's going in.
That's
everybody
right.
Playing that.
I'm for real. Cat
they shouldn't have messed over Cat, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling him, you know. So all I'm saying is, you know, he probably just got some unresolved issues, you know, man, and he's trying to get his shit right, you know. You know, one thing about us now, you know, hey, fuck around if you want to, you know. Yeah, what kills me is, you know, we've all been there. You know, the top 5 things people say when they owe you money? Number one, when they owe you money, they tell you, hey, I forgot, or my bad, homie, or let me tell you what happened, or some shit like that. You know, you first of all, with the first one, you don't never forget who you owe. That's just point blank. You know what I'm saying? You don't forget who you owe. You just don't have it, or something come up. But, you know, people go there. You know, I think Cat just got tired of hearing that bullshit, and he went and got the Rottweiler. Motherfucker going around talking about he crazy, he broke, and this, that, and the other. You know, it is what it is, man. You know, when you're in show business, you know, you have people that cling to you, and then, you know, it goes another way after a while, you know. That's why I'm real interested. You heard not the latest thing, it's kind of old news now, you know what I'm saying? They were saying Justin Bieber was basically trying to make his dad like the next rap star. I can't wait to see that shit. I'm going to pay money for shit. I want to see that shit. Real talk, his father, his biological father, he's going to invest some money into his dad and, you know, make him a rap star, which, you know, I'm reminded of certain shit, you know. For all my up-and-coming artists that's out there, before you guys become these big mega stars that we all envision you becoming with all the great content you're sending in, just food for thought. If you have a family member that is trying to ride on your success, and if you lend them money, it is not a loan. You're never going to see that money again. And that's number one. Number two, you have to think about, I mean, what tripped me out with the whole thing was that he was going to invest money into his father's career because he felt that if anybody can make him a star, you know, of course he can. You know, he's got the best contacts in the world. You know, Justin Bieber right now.
Like a reverse of the Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray scenario.
Yeah, pretty much. A reverse thing. So, you know, I just tell, you know, my artists, I mean, just peak game. And, like, you know, make somebody sign something.
Hey, Oprah, do her role in this.
Yeah, do like Oprah. You know, just take a book, page out of Oprah's book. You know what I'm saying? Oprah's got it on Smash, you know, real talk. You know, she's got everything where she needed to be. It's just all the way down like four flat tires. But, yo, I'm one of the
while we're talking about celebrities and stuff like that right quick, I was on the flight from JFK. And the business news part is what really got me interested. He's expanding his 40-40 clubs to the airports. Mini, little small 40-40 express clubs. That's kind of cool. So you'll be able to experience it, you know, if you can't make it to the one in Manhattan or whatnot. Or wherever else he got some at. He don't have one in Atlanta.
Man, you know, Jay just got crazy money, man. You know what I'm saying? Jay got
crazy
money.
He's crazy genius, a businessman.
Oh, he going to, look, Jay going to get paid regardless. Jay done figured out that as long as he is in this thing, he finna make some money somehow, some way at everybody's expense. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel him on that. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. You know what I'm saying? Yo, while you hot, while you doing what you do, milk this shit for what it's worth.
I'm trying to tell you, that's just, like, very cool. So I wanted to share that with y'all before I forgot.
Hey, that's real. You know what I'm saying? Yo, 40-40 club. So what happens? So if you ain't 40, is the rule is if you ain't 40, you can't get in?
I don't know what the rules are. Is that the rule?
I think I read that somewhere. I'm not sure, man.
I
think
that's going to suck. No, because I want to stop in and get a drink. You know, come on, man. You got me all geeked up. That was the best because, you know, I fly often. And, you know, the covers used to be okay, but I had read on Yahoo that it was going to be on the cover for May. I'm like, cool, I'm going to be all back on the plane during May so I'll be able to read it. So I actually got on the flight looking for the magazine. It was a nice cover. He needed a haircut, but I don't understand this shaggy look. Him and Drake, I don't know what they're doing with that. But it was cool. It was made in. All these, you know, mass majority of people that fly, you know, shouts out to our white listeners, you know, so to see this black man on the cover, it was kind of cool in the air like that.
True, true, true. I mean, you know, Jay doing big shit, man. So
yeah, that was kind of big. And then for him to be a urban, you know, an urban face, like true urban. We're talking Marcy Project urban. You know, a magazine for, it was Delta. I can go ahead and put it out there. Yeah, I fly Delta.
Okay.
Delta go everywhere in the world. So for the whole month of May, everybody that sit down on Delta flights, whether you going to Atlanta, wherever, New York, London, Australia, Japan, wherever, you finna see Jay-Z's face.
Hey, Jay done figured it out. He's like, damn it, if the plane go down, the last face you're going to see is Ho, H to the O-V, you know?
Right.
I mean, yo, I can't knock it, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, use this shit for what it is, man. It is what it is. But, yo,
definitely. It's a good article, too, y'all, for real.
Definitely. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? I poke fun at Jay-Z from time to time. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody tell me he looked like the camel. Man on the camel box, you know.
I just love the positivity, you know. I ain't trying to really hop on no bandwagons or nothing because it took me a long time to become a Jay-Z fan, me personally.
Yeah, I remember.
It took a minute.
Yeah, I remember that conversation.
Yeah, you know, it did. It took a minute. So it was just very positive. The article was positive. The image was positive. It was just positive.
Okay, that was
Better than picking up the hottest Source magazine or something. It was really on some real business type of, it was cool.
Yeah, you know, Jay got to do that, man. You know, he's got to show the world that, you know, it's more to it than meets the eye. He's doing a lot of stuff, you know. The thing, I'm going to tell you, Jay, though, is a genius in a lot of ways. You know, he makes everything work, even bad press. He makes it all work for him.
He making it easy, y'all. All y'all got that talent. Oh, don't forget about the Fame Exchange charity concert.
Okay.
Y'all get in touch with J-Dog or get in touch with me so we can get you on the ticket.
That's right. That's right, because, yo, it is definitely popping.
It'll come to your city.
That's right. It'll come where you at. All you got to do is make a phone call, make it happen, man. But definitely, I'm feeling it.
Definitely. Let us know, you know, because I know most of your fans are probably in your local area. So that's cool. We got the connection, and the runway is wide open. So
that's real talk. Definitely, man. You need to get in where you fit in, man. You definitely need to do that.
I'm some Philly y'all out. Philly.
True. Philadelphia. Tennessee.
Athens.
Hey. Athens, Georgia. Hey,
Come on. It's going to be hot outside, you know.
Hey,
me and J-Dog, we're ready to come out from behind this radio now.
I know that right, man. We ready to put on some shorts, too, damn it. Damn it. I can't work
you.
Every day. I can't be stuck up in this booth every day. God damn it. Yo, I want to be free. I just want to be free, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. Y'all know what it is, man. Real talk, it is what it is. But definitely, I'm feeling it. It's a movement. Real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, I got to do this. I got to do this because I just feel it. I just feel this moment right here. I got to do this. This guy right here, he cracks me up, man. Check this out.
So wake up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he shits apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for him. It took Bill 12 years, actually 8, with his daddy, just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do, and you white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. He took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport? Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Take your shoes off. Take your drawers off. Go on over there. You think you free white and 21? Take your white ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man hid that shit in his shoe. Think if he'd have stuck it up his ass, it'd be a different airport, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue Bahama waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing. Fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people's holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blimp read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
paradise life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, lost tribes and bath, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and skills. Holding trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all.
Today,
and then we'll walk right up to the sun, hand in
even worry. Duck down in car seats, heat's mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate. We carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace back to safe. Millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips. Be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 and spin it. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all
talk, yo, my man Nas said some real shit in that, man. Yo, what if we rule the world? What about that, B-Dub? What if we rule the world, man? What would you change if you ruled the world?
I wouldn't change nothing.
You wouldn't?
We're doing it now. We're running this.
Say
it's going down.
I feel you. Man, you know what? That's a major statement. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it is a lifestyle. Yo, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. You know what I'm saying?
So wrapped up, man. I'm telling you.
Yo, it is what it is, man. You know
something
what I'm saying?
That we all fell in love with a long time ago is this music, hip hop.
Man, music speaks
to
everybody.
What we doing it for?
That's right. We doing it for the entire genre, the entire movement.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Hey, you know what it is, man. Yo, that's right. Everywhere. You know what it is. The number is 347.
We're going nowhere. This is on demand. It's in the system.
That's right.
It's on.
It's on now. Real talk, you know what it is. Yo, matter of fact, speaking of on, I'm going to let Rock City let them know just how on we are. Real talk, peep this.
Yo. Red Shucks. How come you think because I'm from the VI, I don't know about this A-Town shit?
DJ.
Well, I'm on the 4C. Pocket full of arms. Shawty on the floor. She wanna go the arms. When I'm in the club, so you know we doing the arms. All I know is girls just wanna have fun. Shawty is a freak. All through the week. Her and her homegirl. Peter and Mooney. They're so high. But so am I. Packing this weapon that go boom. To take over the game, we off up in this bitch, looking fly in a plane, and you know who we are. Don't even have to say our name.
with our lives. I fuck the car, we buy this when we bond. Here talk my cars when my love it, so they have to sing our line. Shot it, rock it, and drop it on your boy. Don't stop it, go ahead and keep it popping for your boy. Make it clap, spin around and let me see you work it. Shot it, bring it back. We off in this bitch, so please don't stop the party.
We are, yeah, we are.
Real talk, you know what it is. That's how on we is. That's Rock City doing their thing. This is where they do that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And real talk, it is what it is. Now, you know what I'm saying? My man, yo, my man, up top, Philadelphia in the building. Yo, he made this request earlier in the night. You know what I'm saying? Yo, J-Dog, I'm going to do what I do. This track here that he requests is called They Wanna Test Me, Real Talk, by my man Maverick. Remember, you're locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio.
Everybody wanna take me out my zone till I grip up on the microphone. A life I known has changed, cause I'm trying to be more righteous. Home, my brain was kinda fried till I noticed that the lights is on. As crazy as they come, I'm surviving in the cycle war, exposing all the truth to the world like a Michael Moore. Change my style of rap so the whole world will like it more. You better understand my passion for this rap has been so many days napping. Body's tired of all the bashing. What it is, I mean, what happens? I'm not full punk attacking for something I ain't done. You better find another one. God forgive me, cause I wanted to put this barrel on his tongue and expose all this blood and bone marrow to the sun, but they ain't right.
They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise.
Let me speak and then it's gradually leaving. And I'm glad that I can see him stop distracting my believing. Trying to be the best I can, stand firm, not rushing in. Mind started going crazy, started pulling dutches in. Backstabbers in the world of reason, stop trusting men. I depend on my verbal skills, my music give a certain feel of hair in the game. But I'm moving like a turtle still, but leading in the game. All you clowns got a surgeon still, so you better play your position. Cause cats spray ammunition, it's your brain you be missing. It ain't my fault. Now, gather all your thoughts, it's the cost to be the boss. And my patience, you're pushing it like Rick Ross. I'm just saying,
they wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back.
Now you battle with the beast, how you handling defeat? All the candles in the street, fallen soldiers, rest in peace. Hold your head, rock and breathe, I resemble cock and heat. When I'm triggered, I explode, now labels blocking me. All these people hating mad, now you making me just laugh. Can't wait to see us rapping on the cages, I'll be glad to show you a person mad, not the person for the task. Your mouth be the target when I'm holding on the mag. Damn, a nigga sickening, it's me you start mentioning. Indeed, you gon' submit. So it's time to start giving in. Rap is not a game, it's my life. I'm now scribbling. I'm reaching to the world, so everybody start listening.
They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise. They wanna test me, they wanna test me, they wanna test me and hold me back, and still I rise.
Tell me language.
real talk, yo. I'm feeling that joint, man. I'm really feeling that joint. I'm feeling that joint, yo, V-Dub, man. When I heard that thing early today, man, yo, that's when all that bullshit was popping off. So real talk, still I rise. Y'all know what it is. On where they do that at radio. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. The number is 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial. Just that simple. Press 1 on the dial. You know what I'm saying? Come on in, like folk, man. Get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? On where they do that radio, it's all about the Urban Experience. A lot of stuff popping off. The bus has taken off. The shit's already gone digital. Motherfuckers done lost their mind. Oh, my God. They've lost their mind. They lost
for
their
real.
Mind. They
last
lost 48
their
mind.
Hours,
man,
crazy.
Last 48 hours, man, I make it mandatory that if you don't smoke weed, please seek your local weed guy immediately. Smoke one for your boy. Smoke one for yourself. Smoke one for the world. All I'm saying is, man, it ain't that bad. Can't be that bad. I got folks, again, like I said, they stressing. Over that bullshit, man. They really is, but they'll get it right. They'll get it right. Real talk, I'm going to make sure they get it right. On where they do that radio, it's all about the Urban Experience, all about these young G's doing what they do. All we want everybody to realize, yo, we make fun of a lot of stuff, but, yo, I'm going to be serious for just for a second. What we do is meant to stimulate your mind and make you think and make you reflect and make you understand that really, you need to figure out what the hell you're here for, what you're doing. What you're doing this for, you know what I'm saying? If you're an artist trying to get it up, get it in, yo, call me. Let me know what's up. Hit us up, 347-934. Now, V-Dub, I got a very special guest that's going to be on the air on Sunday. Oh, my God.
Who?
Ooh. I'm almost scared to say it. Matter of fact, I ain't going to put the name out right now. All I'm going to say is this gentleman here, look, real talk. And I'm just going to let y'all know right now, give y'all plenty of chance to get your mind right. Gentlemen, it's going to be going to the stage where they do that radio on Sunday night. It's one that you definitely want to chop it up with. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, I'm just going to say this. Very, I ain't going to say provocative. He's a very controversial dude. Very controversial. I ain't saying we ain't got Charlie Sheen. No, we ain't got him. We can't. Charlie Sheen was like, well, Charlie Sheen is off the chain, you know. Speaking of Charlie Sheen, you know, yo, I heard the latest phrase make me go Charlie Sheen on you. Now, what's that about? I mean, what did Charlie Sheen
like going ham pretty much? Cause he going,
like
ham.
I like going ham to the damn 10th power. Charlie Sheen, you know what I'm saying? I dig him, but yo, buddy is out there. Oh, you want to hear something funny though? Somebody told me in the industry today. That's actually with a major recording label. They said, and I quote, let me get it right. I'm coming in loud and clear, so I don't want you to miss this right here. All right. They said, and I quote, that if Lady Gaga doesn't fake a drug overdose real soon, her career is done.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't even like that comment right there. Let me tell you something. My family, my household, we Gaga fans. Me and my sons, man, going this way, that's our jam. We rock out the Gaga.
Man, Gaga's on point.
We international rock star that thing, the Gaga, for real. Me and the boys. Hands up, head back and forth about banging. We like Gaga.
I feel you. Yo, Gaga's
on point. I want her to do that. Would be so negative. Because she's such a positive artist.
She is, I think.
Why do people feel like this is bothering me, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm getting riled up. Because I'm a Gaga fan, for real. What? No, she don't need to take no drugs. God, she is not. What's that other girl? I used to like her, too. The London chick. Oh, what was her name?
Talk about Rihanna.
Nah, I like Rihanna. No, it was what was the London chick name? Her hair was black and she was very, very pale. Amy Winehouse.
Okay, I feel you. Yeah.
I used to love her and I hated it when she got on drugs.
Man.
Or maybe she was on drugs and I started liking it. I don't know. But
I'm going to tell you the reason why.
But no, don't do drugs and ruin men. No, stay positive and make crazy stuff. Don't. do something negative making crazy music. No, stay positive making to show people that creativity is not necessary. You don't have to be going down in your life. You can really be at a stable point.
Exactly.
And be creative.
I agree. I think.
My guy is the girl. She don't need to take no drugs. Who said that mess?
Man, I don't want to put the label on, but they highly respected the industry, and the only reason why they
do
that.
Oh, no, you know how you lose all your respect for you lose respect. Everything that you done built up, you lose it. No, leave Gaga alone, man. Lady Gaga.
I know. Lady Gaga, you know.
It's some good stuff. Her stuff is good.
She is great, man. It's just it's how they market her, man, and that's what I'm saying. The reason the comment came when it was you know, because we were basically chopping it up about, you know, artists in the game, you know, what's popular, what's hot, what's not, this, that, and the other, and I mean that's what's being said in the industry. Only, you know, from the highest of the high, what's being said, you know, is that the downside to it, and I kind of shared this in a recent conversation. Mainstream media markets their products to 12-year-olds. And Lady Gaga is an artist that has a lot, she's got a lot of stuff going on. But that's why, you know, she comes out, you know, the way she comes out. Lady Gaga, you know, like when she came, you know, to the Grammy, they had her in the egg and they brought her in and that kind of stuff. That's her. You know, she's going to do some off-the-chain type stuff, you know, because it's positive PR. You know, you're going to basically be a Gaga fan just to see what she's going to do, what she's going to say next, how she's going to make her entrance.
I look forward to the next good song. Me. That's just me, though. I'm one of them type of fans.
I feel you.
I'm looking for the next good song because her songs be off the chain.
I feel you. You know, and we need more fans like B-Dub. But, man, somebody need to tell mainstream that, because mainstream, they're looking at it like, okay, you know.
Nah, man, no. Yeah. She represents the misunderstood. They need to leave her alone.
I know. They say she will be more understood if she get.
Yeah, she took some drugs in. It makes sense. Nah, man, we ain't going, man. Nah. We ain't doing no cook. Ain't no cookie cutter type stuff going on, man. Uh-huh. We outside the pan.
You know, Gaga.
They lose all every part of whatever cool points they thought they had built up for that one.
I see. You know that. I can't put them on blast. Not quite yet. But my guy is gonna be here on Sunday.
Okay. Well, look, I'm gonna make sure I show up.
My guy is gonna be here on Sunday. Boy, all I'm gonna say is, boy, y'all, look, go ahead and call the weed man now. Before Sunday come, by the time 9 o'clock Sunday night come, you need to go ahead and have your weed rolled tight. Tight and on deck. Cause boy, look at him. It's gonna be crazy, man. That's all I'm gonna say. It's gonna be off the chain. Real talk, you definitely don't wanna miss that episode. I'm gonna wait to probably on tomorrow's broadcast or Friday's broadcast to announce, you know, who our special guest is, but yo. He's going to give you the business, man. Yo, he's a dude that love to chop it up. So call us, bring your questions. He's going to get to you from the industry standpoint. He's going to tell you some shit that a lot of people don't want you to know. But he's going to lay it out in a way. Oh, my God. You're going to love it, man. You're going to love it. That's just, you know, that's what I'm saying, man. Yo, the shit's crazy around here, man. It's crazy. People are losing their mind. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, just all I'm saying is, man, just smoke you some weed, it'll be all right. You can put everything in proper perspective. Just, you know, a couple of them tokes of that good shit will make you just see shit in a whole different light. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen the dumbest nigga smoke weed, man. He can rationalize quantum physics. He can break that shit down, man. Break it down. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, brings us to our next topic of discussion. You know, B-Dub, they said that the nearest star to our solar system is over 4 light years away. Now, I don't know if you're a science fan or not, but the whole concept of light years, that's just like imagine being in a room that's so big that you cut the light switch on, it take a year for the light to actually show up. So imagine something that's so far away. It takes
that's far away.
That's far away. Fuck around.
That's pretty far if it's some light years away.
That's a trip.
This time ain't even occurred in existence or something, like.
Yeah, you know, it's deep like that.
That's a long time from now, for real.
Yeah, the nearest star, they say, is 4 light years away. And my guy, you know, he was a weed connoisseur. You know, he said, well, you know, you got to think about it. You know what I'm saying? So when I go outside and smoke my weed and look up at the nearest star and it's 4 light years away, does that mean that what I'm seeing is really there? I mean, hell, it's 4 light years away. So am I seeing it 4 years? You know, what the fuck? You know, the nigga kept saying the shit, and the more he smoked, the more it made fucking sense. Because I'm like, damn, that is something to think about. Because I go in my room, it's dark as a motherfucker. I cut the light on its own, so I can't imagine a room so big it takes a year for the light to show up. So, hell, I might can flip the light on and fucking leave. Maybe I cut the light back off before the year was done. What the fuck am I seeing? So it kind of makes sense. Bro, I'm trying to say this. If that's the case, and, you know, I'm going to make a lot of folks mad, but I only got 5 minutes left, so fuck them. if that's really the case, if that shit is what the business is, and I wasn't the only one that was in science class when they taught y'all that bullshit. They taught us all that bullshit. They told us that shit is light years away. The galaxy is million light years and shit like that, and blah blah blah, and woo woo woo. That before we knew what fucking weed was. Anyway, if that's the case, what the fuck are we seeing right now? That's what's scaring me. If that shit's really true, then what the fuck is really out there? How do we know, you know, what we're seeing is some shit that happened in the past? Maybe some new shit. What does if you think too, if we leave this blue ball and get closer to the shit that's on the other side, will we see something different? Make you think, man. I'm just saying. I'm starting to find out that a lot of shit they told us when we was kids growing up in school was bullshit. Really was. Really was. Shit just don't make fucking sense. I'm like, all right, I don't really think we're in the year 2011, V-Dub.
Well, what year we in there?
I really don't. Because they got the shit all fucked up, man.
Does it matter, though?
I don't know. It might do.
Yeah.
I think it fucking matters. Shit, somebody, you know what, whoever fuck with the calendar and know what the year really is, please send me an email. Let me know so I can change my calendar. I don't like to be late for shit. I think
time is of essence, huh?
Time is of the motherfucking essence, because it's too much happening, B-Dub. I'm for real. It's too much shit happening for us to not know what time it is, Shawty. You know how it is. I fucked H's up earlier, man. I told him today was Thursday, man. He was looking at his weed like, what the fuck? I was like, you know. I'm just saying, time is of the essence, man. You fuck around and lose a day. That throw your whole aura off, man. You thinking it's Wednesday, it's Thursday. You all fucked up. I'm for real, so I want to know. I just do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know my email. This gamerzone36@yahoo.com for all y'all. Who upset, you know, just go ahead and send it. Matter of fact, I was clearing out my junk mail while I was on the air, so I'm already ready for you, so go ahead and send it in. It is what it is. This is where they do that radio. We're featuring the local artist that spit the flame, the national artist that'll change the game, man. Time flies when we having fun. All I'm finna say is, yo, we love you guys, man. Without you guys, it would not be no us. So as long as you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. Shot goes to my man H's, my man Legion, the legend, holding it down. Newcomer the way they do to that radio. Definitely keeping it hot. My man C Fresh, you know what it is, yo. And for all the homies I forgot to mention, yo, it ain't because I forgot about you, just that I don't have enough time to get everybody in. But it's all love, you know what I'm saying? It's all love. Real talk. Hey, do one for me. Hey, smoke some weed, man. Chill out. It ain't that bad. You know?
Nah, it's really not.
It ain't.
It's really good.
It's really good. Really it is.
Put it on digital and... Let's do it. Let go.
Let go. Let go. Real talk. Let go. Y'all know what it is, yo. This is your boy Jake Dawg. You got your girl V Dub Ride Shotgun. The number is 347-934-0318. We will be back tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time for the grind. And for all y'all that can tell me really what year it is, really tell me, please send me an email. I wanna know. I think I'm late for some shit. I don't know, man. I wanna know. Real talk, y'all know what it is. Yo, we'll be back tomorrow. Y'all keep it real, keep it real. As long as y'all keep doing what y'all do, we ain't going nowhere. But until then, hold it in a row. You know what it is. Holla at your boy.
Hello? I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Peace.